Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A Texas high school is now embroiled in controversy because of prayer. And, of course, Freedom From Religion Foundation has raised its ugly head again. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this is Matt Barber. Matt, there is an article regarding the Texas school called White Oak High School, and there was a superintendent there by the name of Michael Gilbert who defended the principal, Dan Knoll, in a written statement to this organization called Freedom From Religion. And the principal had this thought for the day, and in the thought for the day, he would say something about a Bible verse. And the Freedom From Religion Foundation complained. Superintendent originally defended the principal, but then a few days later reversed the principal's action and his own decision and said that there will no more be Bible verses over the loudspeaker. This is a regrettable reversal, and hopefully he might reverse himself again and go back to his original position.
Well, I know Liberty Counsel is going to be is reaching out to him to educate him about the fact that that it's absurd to say that this is some kind of constitutional violation. I mean, this is a nation where the Bible was the main textbook in our public schools at the onset of this, and the post-Constitution, post-United States Constitution. Thomas Jefferson talked about the importance of teaching out of the Bible in schools. You know, the New England Primer, kids learn to read in first grade by reading Bible verses, not in charter schools, not in Christian schools, not in home schools, but in the nation's, you know, schools everywhere across the nation at that time. So, you know, this notion that this is somehow unconstitutional is absurd. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is a paper tiger, but unfortunately, they have the effect of scaring many people into compliance, and here is yet another instance of that.
Yeah, originally, this goes back decades in terms of the policy, the practice, the thought for the day has been over the loudspeaker. And Freedom From Religion got a recording of this message this one day from a student who sent it to an atheist blogger, and that's how they got involved. And Freedom From Religion sent a letter saying, you better stop. The superintendent said, I'm sorry you feel that way. I'll be praying for you and your family or your staff daily, but we're not going to budge. And he said, we will not be pursuing any action against our high school principal or any other member of our faculty and staff concerning this issue. He goes on with a longer statement about this that is pretty clear, and seemed like they were going to stand strong. And then later, the superintendent, who just a week earlier said he was going to stand strong, says that he has reversed his position, and there will no longer be any Bible verses mentioned over the intercom. So I guess it's okay to say something from Shakespeare as a thought of the day. You could say something from Socrates. You could read any kind of wise saying from Benjamin Franklin, many of the other founders, or throughout history, different kinds of sayings as inspirational thoughts. But if you ultimately say a thought from the day and you have a Bible verse as a thought for that day, now all of a sudden it changes things and it becomes unconstitutional. To me, Matt, that is absurd. It certainly is not part of what the Constitution or the founders envisioned.
Well, that's right. And this, of course, isn't an attempt to proselytize, to convert people to Christianity. And as the Christian Examiner, who wrote an article about this, points out, they say, but a qualitative study conducted by the Bible Literacy Project also shows there is an educational basis for continuing the practice, that is, of reading Scripture and having students read Scripture, with 98% of participating English teachers saying knowledge of the Bible provided a distinct academic advantage in the study of English literature. Moreover, Chuck Stetson, founder of the Bible Literacy Project and former vice president of the National Bible Association, advised that using the Bible in public schools is not unconstitutional and that it should be an imperative for raising literacy among students. I say amen to that. He is absolutely right, and he is on constitutional footing by and even Supreme Court footing by saying so.
No question about it. And in fact, this article about this says, you know, what if you quoted Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech? If you read his speech or you read his letter from the Birmingham jail as an inspirational moment, you're going to have references to the book of Amos, to Isaiah, to Psalms, to Galatians, to other parts of the New Testament. You'll have all kinds of scripture verses permeating that. If you read some thoughts for the day from Abraham Lincoln in the Gettysburg Address, you're going to have references to God. But if you use the Bible directly, that is apparently now banned. You know, Shakespeare, Faulkner, all these different literary sources, Moby Dick, those all reference the Bible. You would miss out on the scriptural allusions and the background. You would not be able to understand the importance of this if you read the speech of Benjamin Franklin when, during the Constitutional Conventions, he gives that famous speech about building. You're not going to succeed any better than the builders of Babel. If a sparrow falls, cannot fall to the ground without his notice, then can an empire rise without his aid? You're not going to know what that actually refers to unless you have some Bible background.
Yeah, Matt, imagine, as I understand it, I guess the Freedom from Religion Foundation, if you were, and these other anti-Christian groups, if you were to read George Washington's inaugural address, I mean, it's full of him talking about scripture, quoting scripture, talking about God and the importance of religion and morality, and I have this image in my mind of his inaugural speech, and if you're gonna teach it in the schools, of this, you know, black magic marker, Sharpie, redacting, you know, throughout it. You know, that's what they want. They want to, this is historical revisionism. This is anti-Christian bigotry, anti-Christian discrimination. The only people pushing for something unconstitutional are the Freedom from Religion Foundation and other atheist and anti-Christian organizations.
Well, you know, you don't negotiate with someone who doesn't believe you have the right to exist or to speak. You know, you don't negotiate with terrorists who want to eliminate Israel. You don't talk about a two-state solution with someone who says there should only be one state, and that's the Palestinian state. The Israelis, the Jews, the nation of Israel should be eliminated. How do you negotiate with that? And nor do you negotiate with Freedom from Religion Foundation that simply does not want you to exist. This is not a free thought separation of church and state organization. It is a decidedly virile anti-Christian organization. I know, because I know the founders. I've debated one of the founders or the co-founder, their husband and wife. They are anti-Christian. They hate God. They hate Christianity in particular. They don't want you to exist. They don't want you to speak. You're not going to placate them by just simply saying, we're not going to talk about or quote the scriptures. Then that means if you're not going to do that, you're not going to be able to read the Declaration of Independence. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You're not going to be able to read much of our founding or historical documents that form classic literature. So this is absurd. Liberty Council would be there certainly to defend this school. If you know of situations in other parts of the country, get us involved early on so we can be of assistance.
Yeah, Matt, the groups like People for the American Way, the Freedom from Religion Foundation, the ACLU, and others, they are anti-Christian segregationists is what they are. They are engaged in religious cleansing here in the United States. They want to scrub our history. They want to scrub any public forum. They want to scrub and sandblast the monuments in Washington, D.C. from any reference to God, particularly the God of Christianity.
Well, go to our website at lc.org. We have a Patriot's Handbook on religious liberty of students in public schools. We sent that to almost 100,000 school principals. All the public school principals, K through 12, received that. I would encourage you to order that booklet and send it to all of your members on the school board and your principals in your school. It's good to get it to them again. It's the Patriot's Handbook on Religious Freedom. You can go to lc.org for more information. LC.org also has the rest of our Patriots handbook. We have the handbook on our religious freedom documents in public schools, on the founding documents, on Israel, on the right to the Second Amendment, and much more. The right of pastors and churches to be able to speak out on political and other cultural issues that affect our community, our nation, and our world. All of that and more is right there at lc.org. I encourage you to become a supporting member of Liberty Council. To learn more about how you can be involved in Liberty Council and get some of our educational information, call us today at 800-671-1776. Pray for the ministry of Liberty Council as we advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family, and become a regular financial supporter of Liberty Council. Make your contributions count, and you can do that by partnering with this ministry. You can reach all over the country and have a significant impact in our nation's future.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.